This news update is being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. An investigation is underway after a 53-year-old Elkton man was found dead in the water at Tuscola County Campground. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to Crystal Lake Campground in Fremont Township shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday morning, August 16th, after a camper was discovered unresponsive in the water near his campsite. Investigators say the man had been camping with friends and was last seen around 1:30 a.m. that morning. A friend later spotted him offshore near the campsite and called for emergency help. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released his name, and the sheriff's office says the exact cause and manner of death have not yet been determined and will remain under investigation while officials await autopsy results. And a Huron County District Court hearing has shifted the legal path for Jared Cash Butterfield. Butterfield, who faces two counts of assault and battery, saw his September 1st trial date adjourned. Defense attorney Richard Schaff requested the delay due to scheduling conflict he has with a case going on in a different court. During the proceedings, prosecutors outlined a plea offer regarding the assault on his fellow inmate, Jeremy Lee Tun. The state had no objection to a plea of guilty or no contest with a sentence running concurrent to time already served. No such offer is currently on the table for the second charge involving assault on Officer Holdwick. Butterfield indicated his intent to accept the plea deal for the Tan case. Judge Julian Ferris scheduled a plea and sentencing hearing for August 24th at 2:30 p.m. The case involving Holdwick remains adjourned to a date to be determined. In Harbor Beach, community schools put new restrictions on student cell phones and other personal electronic devices in place for the 2026-27 school year. Under the new policy, students will bring a phone or other school... Under the new policy, students who bring a phone or other device to school must place it in designated storage location when they arrive. Devices are required to remain there throughout the school day and generally cannot be retrieved until dismissal. Students who also will not be allowed to carry devices in pockets, backpacks, or purses, or use them for texting, calls, social media, games, photos, or videos during school hours unless specifically authorized by school administrators. The district says students may leave their devices at home or in their vehicles instead. Parents who need to reach their children during the day are being directed to contact the school office. Students who need to contact a parent or guardian can also do so through the office. District officials say the policy is intended to reduce distractions and improve student focus, engagement, and face-to-face interaction. And we'll be back after this commercial from our sponsor.
Everything in store is on sale for only 5 big days, exclusive only to Ashley and Bad Axe, August 20th through August 24th. Save 25% off regular price items, 15% off Orange Tag floor models, accessories are up to 80% off, and there's Sleep Gallery savings you need to come see for yourself. Twins start at just $119. full starting at $288, and 12 queen mattresses priced from $288 to $488 while supplies last. Plus, dressers and chest of drawers starting at $199. And that's not all. While you're in store, you can register to win an Ashley gift card with no purchase necessary. It's your chance to win either a $100, $250, or even a $500 gift card. Plus, buy now and pay later with available 1 year, 2 year, and 5 year no interest financing. Some restrictions may apply. Stop into Ashley and Badex for details. Everything in store is on sale for 5 big days, only at Ashley and Badex, locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Badex.
The North End of Badex is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Raymond Forensic, 86 of Port Hope, passed away Sunday, August 16, 2026. He was born on September 9, 1939 in Detroit. Ray served in the U.S. Army from 1962 to 1964. He and Darlene Gieswich were united in marriage on October 29, 1967. Ray served as a Detroit police officer for many years. Ray is survived by his children, Ted, Donald, Lisa, Stephen, Mary, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place. Memorial Mass will take place Thursday, August 20th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church, the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will take place at a later date. Friends may gather at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
Bauer Electric, the leading electrical company of the Thumb, has been serving customers since 1975. Their skilled management and technical staff are committed to providing reliable, responsive, and knowledgeable electric design and construction services for any project you have. Bauer Electric is proud to be a second-generation family-owned business that cares about the communities they serve. So when it comes to any electric project you need done, call Bauer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Nikki from Bauer Electric. When it comes to any electric project you need done, call Bauer Electric of Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 or go to MauerElectricMI.com.
Bauer Electric, serving the Thumb of Michigan and beyond since 1975.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back with your national and international news. In an effort to secure national supply chains, the U.S. Department of Energy announced $162 million in federal funding directed towards 9 critical mineral extraction and processing initiatives. The grants aim to bolster domestic production of rare earth elements, lithium and cobalt, key materials required for high-tech defense systems, electronic vehicles, and commercial electronics. Officials emphasize that the capital deployment will decrease reliance on foreign suppliers and build out processing facilities in domestic energy hubs. Industry leaders welcome the funding, noting that domestic extraction projects often face long capital ramp-up phases, though local community representatives near the site developments continue to request strict environmental oversight on regional water tables. And European Union regulators officially ratified a groundbreaking set of operational compliance standards aimed at managing high-capacity artificial intelligence data centers across member states. The newly adopted mandate requires tech developers to disclose detailed energy consumption metrics, implement strict water cooling efficiency protocols, and complete comprehensive bias audits before launching commercial models. Tech industry representatives express concerns over high compliance overheads, but EU policymakers defended the rules as essential for consumer privacy and environmental sustainability. European tech hubs will have a phased timeline to meet the strict structural criteria or face steep regulatory fines. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
If you have electric wiring problems, don't make the problem worse by doing it yourself. Let the professionals at Maurer Electric get the job done, and done right. Maurer Electric has the experience with handling electricity, whether it's new construction of a home, business, commercial, or residential buildings, barns, to remodeling and rewiring. No job is too small or large, whatever the size of project. Call the leading electrical contractor in the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Maurer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate at 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.